Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Remember Tahrir Square, how it was a live shot basically in the middle of Cairo that depicted the overwhelming tsunami of support for the opposition in Cairo that toppled Hosni Mubarak? Well, in Syria, it's very, very difficult to see what's going on. Here's what's happening, at least over the weekend. Serious reports of protests and a crackdown by the government in the southern city of Daraa. Residents of that city are reporting now that troops and tanks have entered the city, which is where the protests began 5 weeks ago. And, part of the problem in covering the situation in Syria is that the internet access is limited. There are no live shots into the country. And the city of Daraa, which is near the Jordanian border, which has been closed as of this morning, it's very, very difficult to get pictures out. We're going to give you a sense of how the picture of what's going on in Syria is being assembled by a group of very brave eyewitnesses who on mobile phones or in contacting news organizations around the world are trying to give us a sense of what's going on. If you go online and actually Google Syria, you're going to get this YouTube video, the audio of which you're hearing right there. That's fighting from Daraa. The video is panning across the skyline, and you see a stationary tank. Now, this is the first sign, or one of the first signs, that the government and the army particularly, in a major way, are weighing into these protests, which are 5 weeks old in Syria. It's unclear if the tank in the video is responsible for the arms fire that we're hearing. But again, these are some of the challenges in evaluating what's actually going on in these pictures. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of eyewitness videos that are being uploaded and spirited out of the country using, in many cases, foreign SIM cards in phones inside Syria, which are an attempt to confront the fact that the Syrian government of Bashar Assad is trying to shut down the internet access for the people of Syria. Here's another example. Now, this was uploaded today. It's also reportedly from Daraa, but a few days ago. Details from a poor quality video suggest it's in a mosque. But it's clear that whatever the building is, it's being used to treat wounded. The first man the cameraman focuses on in this video is someone who's clearly not wounded. There's a young man whose head has been cracked open at the top of his forehead, reminding us of the same kind of bloody video that came out of the aftermath of the Iranian election some years ago, where you saw the death of that woman who was shot in the head, who became so famous online. Here is an attempt by witnesses inside Syria to get pictures and details out that give a sense of the government cracking down. And these videos are being monitored by our partner, the BBC. And earlier this morning, Owen Bennett Jones on this program suggested that this picture is very, very well organized. In particular, the pictures of the tanks that you can see on YouTube are actually coordinated so that there were multiple angles so that the questions that journalists would ask, where is this, what's taking place here, could immediately be confirmed by the coordinated pictures. A battle to determine what's going on inside Syria, and the battleground is very much the internet.